Today's youth needs God's truth more than ever. You can help them champion a biblical worldview with your support of Summit Ministries. Right now, a group of generous donors will match any gift you make at summit.org before the year ends. You can help the rising generation embrace God's Word and shine the light of His love to a lost and hurting world. Your gift before December 31st doubles in impact. Give today at summit.org.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Well, there's a lot of fallout from the Brittany Griner trade. For those of you who don't know, Brittany Griner is a WNBA player. I'm going to get to her biography here in a minute. But she was traded for this terrorist, or terrorist enabler, an arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death. His wares were sold to terrorists and foreign enemies who wanted to kill Americans, kill Westerners. He was serving a sentence. He had about, 7 or 8 years left on his sentence, and he was let go back to Mother Russia so that Brittany Griner could come home. Now, left behind a former Marine by the name of Paul Whelan, left behind a teacher by the name of Mark Fogel. So a lot of people are saying, well, that was a stupid trade. You gave up a high-value target who was out there plotting to kill Westerners, and including Americans, and you gave that up for a WNBA star who is not even a beloved WNBA star. Let me give you Brittany Griner's biography. Brittany Griner hates America. As many of you know, she is solidly against the national anthem being played at WNBA games and all of sports, to be honest with you. She's among this crowd that is the kneelers, the disrespecters, the haters of America. For that, she earned from Joe Biden, Beijing Biden in the White House, that she represents, quote, the best of America. That's what Joe Biden said. Nancy Pelosi said this woman, her release was a gift to the world. I kid you not. Kid you not. And that gift to the world pled guilty to beating up a woman in 2015. Yes, domestic abuse. Brittany Griner has a criminal record. So not only was she a criminal in the United States, she was a criminal in Russia. She brought in drugs. That's what got her in hot water over there. Brittany Griner is one of these Black Lives Matter, cultural Marxist, social justice warriors responsible for the division and hate in the United States. That is Brittany Griner. And the administration gave up a terrorist-enabling arms dealer, leaving behind a Marine and a teacher in the process. And as stated, nobody thinks this is a good idea, except those who hate America every bit as much as the current regime does, every bit as much as the Democrat Party does, every bit as much as Brittany Griner herself does. One thing you could say about the left wing is they fight for their kin, their kindred spirits. Brittany Griner, this deal was blasted by the linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, a guy by the name of Parsons. And as soon as he blasted the deal, because he had family members who were in the United States military, he didn't like the idea of military folks being left behind. So he said, this is kind of a bad deal. And the left wing just came down on him like a ton of bricks. Oh, by the way, he's totally mea culpa now, begging forgiveness for daring to suggest that left-wingers don't belong in foreign countries. They belong back in America where they can be undermining the United States of America. You know, divergent thought isn't allowed, and the linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys didn't get the memo. So he just got laid to waste, and just like Drew Brees caved, he caved too. And that leads us to Billy Baldwin. He is, of course, an actor and the brother of the left-wing degenerate Alec Baldwin. Here's what Billy Baldwin said on Twitter. MAGA is still furious that Brittany Griner was released. Is it because she is black, a woman, an activist, or all of the above? Well, Isabella Maria De Luca, who was one of these conservatives beaten up by the tolerant left wing, bunch of Antifa BLM activists kicked the crap out of her, which of course is kind of their speed, you know. Beating up on women is kind of what these left wingers do. Just ask Brittany Griner. Anyway, Isabella Maria De Luca responded, "No, we're actually still mad that your brother, Alec Baldwin, shot and killed a woman and has had no consequences. Is it because he's rich, a man, a Democrat, or all of the above?" Folks, the show behind the show comes your way next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
All right, folks, let's get to the show behind the show, being joined by Sean Chastain, the staple of the show behind the show, and then once again this week joined by Haywood Savage. Gentlemen, welcome to you both. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Chris.
Back at you, Chris.
All right, guys.
As much as I love Haywood, yeah. I guess you needed him to carry the show because apparently I have failed you.
No.
So for that, I apologize.
You have not. This is not a failure. This is just like having, you know what, dudes with varying backgrounds and experiences just talking about whatever's on their mind. I love it. I'm just jazzed that Haywood could carve out the time.
We'll change the name of the show to Third Wheel.
No, that's Fifth Wheel.
Wow. Well, yeah, because Sean is so big.
He's sore from me being on here. I understand that.
He's the third, the fourth.
Plus, he had to buy lunch the other day, and that really
that hurt, Haywood.
That did hurt.
That hurts.
It was very good,
Sean. Thank you.
It was. And then, you know, when you in your heart know you're funny, but then you come around and it just makes me rethink any possibly funny thing I've ever said in my life because you are the funniest person I know. So
you're setting me up for the biggest nosedive.
Yeah.
okay, it would be funny, you know, right now.
Just go.
You know what? I was asked that question once. I was at an event, and a former friend and talk show host here in town, I was with him, and Ben Stein was there, you know, formerly of Ben Stein's Bunny and Ferris Bueller.
You bet.
And The Mask.
And what?
He was in The Mask, too.
Okay.
Yeah, when Jim Carrey came in, you know, this is a figurative mask, Mr. Ipkiss. This is not a real mask. But if I answer this question, will you promise to leave my office right now? That was Ben Stein.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, he was on with Jimmy Kimmel, too.
Yes, yeah, that was when Ben Stein's Money. Anyway.
Take Ben Stein's Money. Go.
So, my friend and talk show host here in the market says to Ben, "Hey, this is the funniest guy I know, and he's just underused as far as his talents go." And Ben Stein just looks at me and says, "Okay, make me laugh." And you know what? It pissed me off so much.
What?
I'm not a comedian. I'm not a comedian. And anything I say funny is completely in the moment. It's not a joke, you know. It's not like I'm sitting out writing out a set.
Well, this is Monday morning quarterbacking, but I'd have said, pull my finger. I mean, that's always easy.
Yeah, and again, in your heart, you know you're funny.
Oh, stop.
See, I'm a grandfather. I can do that now.
There you go. See, that's funny. I know I'm funny.
Lieutenant Steve, Lieutenant Steve.
Oh.
Yeah, my turn. Sean writes as funny as anybody.
Yes, you do.
He and Hal J get together. Their bits were, there's no late night show that was better. I'll promise you that.
No, I think that's true. That's true. And you know what, guys? There's a whole history behind this. Sean, he is what I refer to as a comedic snob. I mean, so if Sean says, oh, that's just not fun, you, to impress Sean, you get a laugh out of Sean, you know what's really, really funny. I rarely could. Now, the only time I get Sean to laugh at me is when I fall on my face. And that's when Sean laughs at me. But Haywood
figuratively,
just has...
and then when you're rollerblading and you do that, it makes me laugh too.
Yes, yes, and your male romper rollerblades, I love
yes.
that. That did make me laugh.
Yeah, well, guys,
and the police.
Yeah, and the police too, guys. Let's tee this up since Sean has the inferiority complex today. We're gonna let him lead off with what's on his plate. What's going on, man?
I am a Renaissance man, so here's what was my day today. I got up and changed the oil in my truck, then made potato soup, homemade potato soup, and some beer bread.
Ooh.
And watched the Cowboy game while folding laundry.
Okay.
So,
What? You're doing laundry? Has a year gone by already? What is the deal? Yeah, time flies.
Yep. Have to change that, wash those underwear, you know?
So, Wait a minute.
Well, speaking of underwear, I kind of stepped up my game in the underwear a couple weeks ago.
Oh, do I want to know this?
So, when I was a kid, pretty much all you had were the tidy whities or the boxers.
Right.
I could never get used to the boxers, and tidy whities, only 7-year-olds should wear those. And so they came along with the boxer brief, which was great. Loved it. But they kind of ride up sometime. I spent a little more money than I normally would and got a longer legged boxer brief. And with the comfort pouch and all the other unroll-upable waistband and all that stuff. And I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
Dude,
it was kind of funny hanging out of the Bermuda shorts. Just curious.
I have never devoted that much time or effort into discerning, gee, what is my underwear going to be? I've been boxers for as long as I can remember. So I just, dude, seriously, I can't imagine you actually took time to think. You dedicated brain power to I'm going to spend some more money to get this boxer brief long. I had no idea it was that involved.
Well, I don't know. It's comfort related. I can never get used to boxers. There's just way too much flopping around going on down there. So,
When do you ever get rid of underwear? I mean, if the hole is bigger than a softball, I'll go ahead and get rid of it.
That's right.
That's my clue to get rid of it. It could be 30 years old.
To recall
Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm an over-the-fence guy, not a through-the-gate guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, that took me a second. That took me a second. But no, I did kind of do it. I am with you guys on not getting rid of clothes. I mean, Christina's been after me to get rid of a leather jacket that she bought me when we first started dating, but it's old, it's tattered, it's got, you know, a tear here and there, but it's so dang comfortable. And I can't get rid of it because it still functions and I love how it feels on.
You have a college graduate.
Yeah. So
she gave that coat to you when you were dating?
No. Well, yeah. Is there anything wrong with that? I mean, other than that, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a little faded, but it's comfortable. If it's still comfortable and it functions, why the hell get rid of it?
I'm totally with you.
You talk about that suit you have that's how old now?
No, it's not a suit. It's my leather jacket.
Your leather jacket.
But now, Haywood, wait a minute. I know you probably, like I said, speaking of underwear, you probably got underwear older than me.
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. It's a great thing of being, you know, doing audio rather than video. Yeah, you kind of get that. You just really don't have to go much further than underwear.
I am poking,
it's that far.
I am poking my mind's eye out right now. Good grief. Yeah. Well,
I got to suit that old. I mean, the whole thing about, listen, I don't ever want to be buried in a suit. And this is why I did in my college days, I spent one night in jail in a suit. And that was, I don't want to spend eternity in one. It was uncomfortable enough that one
yeah,
night.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not. So if you remember, you know, and I probably, you know, I'm going to be getting out of here first. If you see a suit on me, you send me back. Okay. you tell them to redress me and just put me in Sean's underwear. That's how you
now, as we discussed last week, you are an actual attorney, but you're a trial attorney, aren't you?
Yeah. I did go to trial a couple times, but that was when I was a defendant. So that's why I became an attorney.
The orange jumpsuit isn't quite the same as a Brooks Brothers three-piece.
Didn't have to wear a tie with it, that was for sure.
And he had a vested interest, no pun intended. So, look, I mean, Sean, I'm not sure where your story was about maybe that was just kind of an odd Saturday for you to accomplish so much domestically. So let's transition to Haywood and see what he's going to offer this this fine show behind the show. What do you got, Haywood?
Okay, well, it's still not over yet. But yesterday, as you may or may not know, they had the Heisman voting. They picked the winner last night. And I'm a homie, and Sean lives here, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth area. Mm-hmm. And Max Duggan, I mean, we all became the big – I mean, he was probably the great, if not one of the greatest quarterbacks ever played, you know – anywhere. His story's great.
Yeah, TCU, right? Yeah.
It was awesome. And we were all getting lined up. We thought he might win it because there are four quarterbacks there. He's already won the David O'Brien Award. He's won the Johnny Unitas Award. And we're almost certain he was going to win this award because, you know, those are the best quarterback awards. And we're sitting there, and I have to tell you, I was a little nervous, you know. I was in my fifth or sixth margarita. But when he... When he lost, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many, ear cans, whatever I had, I threw at the TV. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you mean
and I was just, you know, and this morning I'm suffering. Well, I mean, my eyes look like a Malibu at the sunrise. It was terrible.
Well, more.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was gonna say more beer cans, because when TCU lost in that heartbreaking overtime playoff game, I'm surprised so many televisions are still around after that. That was a heartbreaker.
Well, that was a bad. It was the worst play call, but that wasn't Duggan. That came from the bench, and you know he should have run over himself. And actually, I thought he scored the play before. But anyway,
I love that the pundits called the drive that Max Duggan put together to tie the game, which it was unbelievable.
Oh, he was up.
They just called it the Heisman Drive, you know?
Yeah.
And, really did.
I thought
he had it wrapped up with that game.
Yeah,
and,
I really did,
know,
too.
And this guy, this TCU was going to be picked next to last in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And here he takes them, you know, undefeated. And it was, you know, 90% Max Duggan. The teammates will agree with that. But
after losing
the team
his
loves
job
him.
And
they
all
just
that,
love
yeah.
him.
Well,
and
he's just a great
from all
guy.
Accounts, a pretty good guy too. Right?
Oh, he's a super guy.
Yeah,
well, everybody that's ever met him, just super.
Just
he had
a
heart ailment that almost sidelined him forever.
Yeah,
right.
They fixed that. He was second team going into this season, and the starter got hurt. And Max took over.
Yep.
And it was—I mean, it was a miracle deal.
Well, just
you
know, so
if
I know,
if they win the national championship, the odds ain't with them.
Yeah,
but my gosh, that. You know, well, then they need to reboot on the Heisman.
Who won the Heisman? So just so I know, who won it?
The guy from USC, Caleb, what's his last name? Maybe Miller.
Yeah.
Wasn't he
the quarterback for USC? Lincoln Riley went there from OU last year. And he took, I think Caleb transferred with him. But they got, you know, they got beat bad by the same team twice, you know.
Wasn't he the guy that wrote F Utah on his fingernails?
Yes, I think he did.
The Heisman.
I couldn't figure out what that meant. I just didn't know what that
meant. Yeah, that's a Heisman move right there, man.
It's a Heisman move.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, you know, plus he's the only quarterback of the group that's not playing for the national championship.
Well, I've been getting into more of this and into more of the college ranks because I've been tuned out of the National Football League since they went woke. But I got to say, guys, and this dovetails on what I'm bringing to the table, too, this week is the fallout from the Brittany Griner trade that was done from Joe Biden. Talk about a lousy trade. We'll get into that in a minute. But the linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, a guy by the name of Parsons, got into some hot water. He being from a military family, he didn't understand at all how you could let go the Merchant of Death and neglect to bring home a United States Marine, but you get an anti-American, and he didn't say this, I'm saying this, an anti-American right. WNBA player. And then he got tattooed all over social media. And Sean, it was like Drew Brees all over again. The mea culpa started coming out. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to have differing thought than you left-wing nutbags. So he had to apologize. It's crazy.
I know. Yeah, it is crazy. And it drives me insane. And now, of course, it's come out that Trump's nixed the deal to begin with. That Merchant of Death wasn't going anywhere.
Unless he ain't going, and you know we ain't doing it unless it's a package deal. Both of them come.
Right.
That guy was a Marine. He was. I mean, he did not commit a crime. He was accused of a crime, espionage, which was, you know, ridiculous. Now she actually did commit a crime. Mm-hmm. That is a crime in Russia. I mean, they knew it. The whole team knew it. They don't bring that stuff in here. You're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
But Putin used her. He, you know, if you do horse trading with Joe Biden, you know, he's going to trade a Lamborghini for a Kia every time.
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's how good this trade was.
All you got to do is throw a little ice cream into the deal.
Yeah, throw it out in an ice cream cone and turn Joe loose, and right. He can lose money faster than you can.
Yeah, and if he starts to hem-haw, you know, all you got to do is say, hey, you can smell my wife's hair.
Yeah, I'll throw in my wife's wig. Here you go. Hey, my daughter's here. You can have her.
Wow. Yeah. And maybe her a copy of her diary, because I guess it's the most common diary.
Yes.
But, you know.
Little shower reading for you, Joe.
There you go. Well, you know, Griner also doesn't, not only does she have a record over in Mother Russia, but she also has a record over here in the United States. She pleaded guilty to beating up a woman in 2015. She's a domestic abuser. She's a female abuser. And it's like, oh yeah, let's get her back.
I wouldn't fight her. No, I would not fight her. No, I would be running like a trouble. Yeah. I used to be able to outrun all these people. Now I can't.
Not anymore.
She's got the reach.
Yeah, well,
And there's that.
It
does have the reach.
Yep.
Well, get inside and work the kidneys.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So we said, oh, the teacher stays over in Russia. The Marine stays over in Russia. But we're going to let loose the Merchant of Death who plots, you know, the killings of people in Western society, including the United States. And we're going to bring back a woman who says of the national anthem, I don't think it should be played at sporting events or the WNBA games. Anyway, I mean, she hates America. So let's just give away the store. And let me tell you I'm going to ask you guys what you think about this. I said that Biden may have just painted a target on any American hating left winger in this country, because now that we know the administration will move heaven and earth to get all of these anti-American freak shows back, Sean, that it's going to be open season on Americans abroad.
You betcha.
Sure, yeah, it is.
Let's go hiking in Iran sometime, Sean. I mean, I can't believe people go there and just go hiking. This will be fun. What could possibly go wrong?
And the thing is now, we don't have anything. We don't have a bargaining chip.
Nope.
It's you know, ain't no ace in the hole anymore. Because
that Merchant of Death was as dangerous as Osama. every bit as dangerous as he was. I mean, that guy sold guns. I don't know how many countries that were using them to kill us. They don't know how many died because of him.
Yeah. It's just insane, man. I don't know what to think.
Well, we got a 7-foot chick back who plays in front of crowds of 20.
Well,
that's about it.
Yeah. And that's being charitable. But then again, you know, she's the administration said she is the best of America. She represents the best of America. So the best of America is, let's just review, a druggie who beats up women and who hates America. That's the best of America. Nancy Pelosi, Sean, said that her release was a quote gift to the world. A gift to the world. Yeah.
This changed my life. I know that.
You would not believe the look on my face, Chris, this morning if that's what I unwrapped.
I know. Holy moly.
I did wrong to Santa.
Send that back. Talk about your lump. Your lump, she'll be taking a lot of them. Boom, right in the head.
That being said, though, after watching the fourth season of Stranger Things, I'm very glad she's home because Russian gulags look pretty brutal fighting those monsters and living in the cold.
Did you like that season?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it October, I think. I got finished with it in October. I thought it was good. Yeah. I thought it was really good. Heywood, are you watching anything online?
Online?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I won't talk about it. All I do, when I get online, I'm afraid that, you know, I got to delete that browser history. Hurry. Just go ahead. That's all I spend most of my time doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you acid watch this stuff?
Ask Hillary. She knows.
Yeah. Well,
I started watching a documentary series on Netflix called Bad Sport.
Yeah.
And it's just about scandals and stuff like that. And the first one they did was, hey, would you probably remember this, the point shaving scandal at Arizona State back in the 80s.
Yeah, they had point shaving. Tulane had a point shaving scandal.
Really?
After I was there.
Sorry, what is that? What is point shaving?
We didn't have to shave points because we didn't score at all. I mean, it was no big deal.
Well, wait a minute. How does that work? Somebody explain that to me.
So the there's a gambler who, well, one of the players at ASU is gambling himself, gets into a little trouble, and so the bookie now owns him.
Okay.
And he's about 10 grand in the hole. The bookie says, I tell you what, if you start point shaving, then I'll pay you 20 grand.
That's kind of like, listen, Chris, that's like taking a 15-foot jumper from 30 feet, okay?
Well, that's
kind of, all he had to do was, you know, if he was a high scorer, you know, they were missing layups and stuff like that.
Oh.
Headache Smith is the guy's name, and he said, well, I don't want to lose. I go out there and play to win. And the bookie says, you don't have to lose. You just can't win by so many points because they pick the underdog.
Exactly.
So what the gambler does is puts money on the underdog, and if ASU won by 6 points and the line was at six,
well,
the gambler just doubled his money.
So you're betting the spread, basically.
It's all about the points. It's not about who wins or loses. It's about the points.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he would always bet on the underdog that ASU would cover, but just barely. Well, it got up to the guy was betting $12 million at one time. I had no idea how difficult that was to do because the IRS starts really looking at things at any bet over $9,900.
Oh, you think?
And so this guy's going to 30 different casinos in Vegas with, you know, a whole bunch of different people putting down these bets at $9,900 a pop. And so, you know, but at the end of the day, before they got caught, he was able to bet $5 million and took home 12, I think it was.
What is this series called?
It's called Bad Sport.
Bad Sport.
I'll tell you what, you know, let me tell you, they actually got refs more involved than they did players.
Yeah, there's another one about that, yeah, about the ref who was calling fouls to manipulate the game. And
it worked.
He was betting on the games.
So. Have you gotten to Yellowstone yet, Sean?
No, I have not.
Seriously? Dude, it's on season 4.
No, I know.
I'm with Sean. Unfortunately, I started watching season 2. And everybody, there was no sympathetic character in there. I mean, even the nicest guy there was a murderer. And I couldn't figure it out.
Well,
but I went back and I started watching season 1, first 3 episodes, then I started to kind of get into it.
Yeah.
But I haven't finished up yet.
Dude,
I feel like I've heard so much about it that I kind of know what's going on, and I don't know that I want to invest the time of now 4 seasons. So,
well, over the Christmas, I would highly recommend over the Christmas holiday that you just invest some time.
Hey, Chris, Sean's doing laundry.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time for that.
Yeah. He's starching the underwear. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now we got to get in the sock drawer. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. I got to say, man, that I keep on waiting for, you get that sign in a series when the writers seem to be out of gas. I'm just not getting that in Yellowstone. It just keeps on getting better and better and better. So I'm.
Well, you're not the only one. I mean, everybody does rave about it.
What about Ted? Has anybody seen Ted Lasso? Here, that's great.
What is it?
Ted Lasso, about the guy who bought the. It's comedy. If American buys a soccer team.
Jason Sudeikis was brought in.
But everybody's seen it, said it's. Well, Hal J just loved it.
Yeah, it's one of the best shows around, apparently. I do not have Apple TV, so I can't watch it.
But I can't. Well, I haven't seen neither. I just knew that was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, you have to pay for Yellowstone, too.
Yeah, you got
to. It's on Paramount Plus.
It's on Paramount Plus, exactly. And there's some other things on Paramount that I watch, too, the sci-fi on there. But all right, fellas. Hey, look, this has been a successful show behind the show. We didn't get too danged political this time around, which is a good sign.
That's pretty good, yeah.
It's a good sign that at least we have some life to be living. Guys, I'll just be thinking for next week. I'm going to ask you guys some family Christmas traditions, okay? To see what you guys have done or what you always wanted to do, and I'll share some of mine.
Well, give me time to make up one.
Yeah, there you go.
I will do that.
Yeah, getting drunk and fist fighting isn't
that's right. Anyway,
so, yeah, I think that's it's a little different.
Yeah, Sean let us know about Thanksgiving. His dad used to be Haywood in the prison system, as you know. He was a cop. And so he brought home these metal trays from a jail that was shutting down in their town. And they were eating on that on Thanksgiving. And I was like, that's a really cool tradition. I mean.
That is sweet.
Yeah. That's pretty nice. And your food doesn't touch. That's the good thing.
Your food doesn't touch. Exactly. So there you go.
All right, guys. Yeah. Hey, have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Chris.
Christmas edition next week. Love you guys.
Take care.
And that there, my friends, is the show. Behind the show on the Salcedo Storm podcast, a couple of websites I want you to visit if you have the time. TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. That's for all the news that is big in Texas. That's big news in Texas, and everything's bigger in Texas, so it impacts the entire United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Book me for a speech, drop me an email, drop me a voicemail. It's all right there. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. Also, track us down on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 Eastern. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Today's youth needs God's truth more than ever. You can help them champion a biblical worldview with your support of Summit Ministries. Right now, a group of generous donors will match any gift you make at summit.org before the year ends. You can help the rising generation embrace God's word and shine the light of His love to a lost and hurting world. Your gift before December 31st doubles in impact. Give today at summit.org.